بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وأهل بيته أجمعين أما بعد All praise be to Allah who has given us the tawfiq to be part of a study circle where we are going to learn things. As I said, if you probably you were present in Taraweeh Salat, on one of the days I emphasized how important learning is. This is regarded as one of the very important ibadats. So let us all decide to sit in this majlis and be part of this majlis with the intention of ibadat. And to turn this ilm into noor. So far probably you will recall, if you look back, then we have already discussed, we started from istinja. This is where everything starts from Abbas, istinja. Then we discussed wudu. Abbas, okay. Then we discussed wudu. After wudu, I think we discussed masal al-khuffain. And after that, we discussed tayammum. Next on the agenda is to discuss on an interesting subject of adhan, which mashallah you all love to give. So let us discuss everything about adhan. It may not be possible to cover the entire subject within today's lesson, but let us try to cover as much as possible. Biggest question is, what is the initiation of adhan? When did it start? How did it start? Although salat became compulsory in the Meccan era, when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was still in Mecca and he was honored with the trip of Mi'raj, salat became fard from then on. The five daily salat in Mecca were offered without any particular azan or without any particular methodology of getting people together. It was a hostile environment anyway. There was no possibility of people getting together in tens and hundreds to offer salat. Whoever embraced Islam, he embraced Islam in secrecy. If you remember, when Umar radiallahu anhu became Muslim, this was the first time when he had the courage and the bravery to go to the Kaaba and announce and offer a salat in front of the Kaaba. This was the first time in history. Hence, the five daily salat were offered without adhan. We don't find much detail as to whether there is to be Jamaat taking place and to what extent and where. There are no details. Most probably there is no details because there wasn't any particular venue for people freely getting together for Salat. You know, it's just like living under the communist regime these days in part of Russia and that. Although things have gone a little better than what they were before. And in China now. Bada khabees hai. Puri Musliman dunya ke saath financial taalluk rakhta hai. For only monetary interest. Africa, everywhere, Arab country.
Usse bade ye baaki ke khabees hai, Muslim, jo dekhte hi andhe hote hai.
I mean, why don't they bring this onto the agenda that yes, we do business with you, but listen, try to check your human rights. Jaise ye log karte hain. इतनी बदसलूकी हो रही है मुसलमानों की कि यू कैन नॉट इमेजिन इन दिस डे एंड एज राइट वेयर पीपल कैन डू दिस. बट यू नो नोबडी सेज दिस बिकॉज इट्स चाइना, इट्स टू बिग फॉर एनीबॉडी टू रेज कंसर्न. Because you break financial and business contracts then. So everybody is quiet. And in some ethical way, he is better than the West. This is why African countries and so on, they are more inclined towards making deals with China directly. Because these people, the West, have political interests. They want those incentives. Yes, fine, we'll do business with you, provided you will get our LGBT agenda through, and so on. So they always have political agendas. So this is why many times African world, Arab world, they're more inclined towards working with China. From a business perspective, they give a better package. At the moment, Afghanistan is also working very closely with China to provide gas supply and to get some other minerals out and also oil as well. Sorry, I'm drifting away from the subject. So yes, there was no particular methodology of inviting people for Salat whilst he alayhi salam and handful of Sahaba who were living in Makkah. When he alayhi salatu wa salam migrated to Medina, and there were lots of Muslims already in Medina who had embraced Islam before his migration, and then further Muhajirin also joined them. So now in the first year Hijri, within the first year when Masjid was also constructed now, purpose-built Masjid, was also up now, without any restriction. Without any restrictions. He's meaning it like that. So he alayhi salatu was salam held a mashwara, a consultation with the Sahaba, that now we've got a substantial number of people, the hostility is not there anymore. How do we let people know of Salat time and Jamaat time? So there was a mashwara like this. So everybody started giving different mashwaras. Everybody was discussing, oh, so and so do it this way, and the others they do this way, the others do this way. So some people say, why don't we have a bell? So we should just ring a bell and everybody should know. Home time, break time, lunch time. Okay, bell. And they say, no, this is the way of the Christians. Why don't we keep a horn? We blow into the horn. Oh no, that's not a good way. The Jews have that particular way. Why don't we light a fire? No, that is more like a fire worshippers. They do this. So the meeting came to an end without anything being finalized. But everybody was quite concerned that what should be the way forward. During those days, whilst the consultations were running, one Sahabi called Abdullah ibn Zaid ibn Abd Rabbihi. Whilst he was asleep, in his sleep, he was only a half sleep, half awake and half sleep. He saw a gentleman in a green pair of clothes. And this gentleman in a green pair of clothes was holding a horn in his hand, or a bell, some sort of instrument. So because the consultation had already taken place about the trumpet or about the horn, so this Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Zaid ibn Abd Rabbihi, he says to this man that, are you selling this? So the man with the green clothes on, he said, why do you want it? So the Sahabi was having the dream. He said, I want it because we want to blow into it in order to let the people know of Salat time. So the man in the green clothes said, shall I not indicate you something better than this? So the sahabi said, go ahead. So the man said, at salat time, read Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And he read all those words that we hear in Azan today. The man in green clothes. Most probably he was an angel that Allah had sent. Anji. Giving this information. The Sahabi wakes up early in the morning and he rushes to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he relates his dream to him. This is what I see, O Prophet of Allah. He alayhi salatu wasalam, listening to the words, what was the whole essence and the contents of the dream and the words and everything. He found it very appealing and attractive. So he said, "Inna hadha la ru'ya haqqun inshallah." That inshallah, this is a truthful dream. Inshallah, this is a good dream. Allah is showing us something good. So he said, whatever words you were inspired with and you were given, I would like you to dictate to Bilal radiyallahu anhu, because Bilal has got a bigger voice, louder voice than you, and let him give the azan. Let him call these words out. So now Abdullah ibn Zaid ibn Abdi Rabbihi is now dictating the words to Bilal, and Bilal the black man is now standing and he is saying the words aloud at azan time. This was the first time that azan with these words, or announcement with these words, was being given. As soon as these words started echoing in the streets of Medina, the first person rushing and coming to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the masjid was Umar radiallahu anhu. He came and he said, O Prophet of Allah, I swear by my Allah, tonight in the dream I heard the same words that are being echoed now by Bilal. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Alhamdulillah, as Umar radiallahu anhu and whose dream further confirmed the situation. Some narrations go as far as, not only Umar and Abdullah ibn Zaid ibn Abdi Rabbi, he saw the dream, but there were some other handful of Sahaba who saw similar dream on the same night. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, whose name is being mentioned, and some more other Sahaba are being mentioned as well. This was the beginning of Adhan. From this day, Azan started, which was in the first year after the migration of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following the construction of Masjidun Nabawi. It is also claimed, although not proven through authentic hadith, that well before this, when he alayhi salatu wasalam was honored with the trip of Mi'raj, at some point before him leading salat with the Anbiya and the angels, these words of Adhan also echoed in the space somehow. And he heard these voices, the words of Adhan. But he alayhi salam at the time was not mentioned that this is adhan and this is what you'll need to say for each salat. Otherwise, immediately after Mi'raj, he would have started adhan. And wallahu alam, to what extent this is a reality but not proven through authentic hadith. Ke Mi'raj mein bhi aapne azan ke ye kalimat sune the aapne kisi mauke par. Pakki riwayat se sabit nahi. If you look at the whole message of Adhan, then it comprises of a lot of wisdom. First of all, it is a political agenda. So every time as a radio station, as a platform or from a social media platform, you are announcing what you stand for and what you believe. Which not is just for Muslims, but it's for the whole world. So there is a big political agenda. And when we say political, it does not mean dirty politics. We're talking about the nek and the pious politics, the good politics. So it comprises of a very major, big political agenda, where every few hours it's about Islam. Every few hours it's about Allah. It's about masjid. It's about salat. So a political agenda. And we see it. Other religions don't have it, and hence their influence is not as much. But you go anywhere in the world, there's five times Azan, and that automatically has an impact. Whereas others are deprived of this, they haven't got anything in place. And of course, at the same time, it is Dawat. It's an invitation, it's Dawah. So Sayyid Allah is one. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. And it's not just da'wat of tawheed and iman, it's also da'wat of falah. Falah means what? Come towards success. Explaining what is the criteria of success. Success is here, making your way to Allah. So it's a complete da'wah program. At the same time, of course, the whole purpose is to inform the people of the entry of Salat time. That Fajr time has entered. Zuhur has entered. Time has started. At the same time, it's an announcement to say that Jamaat time is approaching. It's also an announcement of Salat time is approaching. So just the whole package has ajeeb effect. Has amazing effect. In relation to the words of Adhan, I would like you to know, and it's important, the reason I discuss sometimes a little about different schools of thought, so we have respect for all the different schools of thought. So never you go and hear something different, you say, oh, they are wrong, oh, this is bid'ah, oh, this is this. No, you need to understand that, yes, there are differences of opinion, and all opinions have their own evidences. So you know where anybody else is coming from. And that really helps when you are backed with that knowledge. I would like you to know that the Azan that we are used to listening and giving, it's not the only type of Azan. There is a little variation. The Azan that we hear and listen, generally is the Azan followed by Hanbali Maslak and Hanafi Maslak. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi and those who follow the Shafi'i school of thought, within their geographical region or within their areas, they have an azan which is slightly different, and that is proven also from hadith which I'm going to discuss. What they have, which Imam Shafi'i believes, and this is his opinion, that Allahu Akbar is said four times at the beginning. But Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah with a slow tone. Then Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah with a slow and low tone. After the two with low tone of Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah and Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, second time round again Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah and Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, two of each time with louder voice. Which in Arabic this is called tarji', which means repeating, repetition. Because here you are repeating the words of shahadat, عن توحيد أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. You are repeating this again. But second time you do it louder. In other words, with Imam Shafi'i and their maslak and in their sort of within their followers, Azan has some extra words. They will have altogether 19 sentences being read. Imam Malik, he is of the opinion that Allahu Akbar at the beginning is only two times. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha. All the rest is like ours. But he also believes in this repetition, tarjih, of repetition of ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Then again, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hanafis and Hanbalis have the shortest form of azan. In the maslak and school of thought of Imam Shafi and Imam Malik, they have slightly bigger version. And what is the reason? Difference of narrations. When this Sahabi who saw the dream, when he related the dream as to what he heard, that's the azan that we are used to. This azan comes from this Sahabi who saw the dream. So where is Imam Shafi and Imam Malik getting their evidence from? Let me explain. So azan continued in Medina for good many years. Now we're not sure whether it was with tarji', with repetition or not. But what happens is, he alayhi salatu was salam and sahaba, they go out most probably for the battle of Hunain. And on the return from the battle of Hunain, when he alayhi salam encamps in a particular place and there was azan time, and one of the sahabi, most probably Bilal radiyallahu anhu, gave azan, somewhere at a distance there were some 10 young men who were kafirs at the time. They were listening to azan. After listening to azan, they started giving azan out of mockery and joke, in a jokely manner, imitating them. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard them all 10 giving azans, who were trying to make fun of it. Within those 10, there was one who Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became very impressed listening to him. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent one sahabi, he said, go and call them all. So one sahabi goes and they call all 10 young men here. So they were now in the court of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thinking they were now criminals and they would be punished for making fun of adhan and that. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that one of you gave adhan and we were very impressed. So we would like you to give azan when we'll see who it is. So they all started giving azan, one after the other. The last one of them was somebody called Abu Mahzura. He was a young man. Not too old, very young. He gave azan. It was him whose azan Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked the most. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him next to him. He patted his head, shabash. He gave him some money. He gave him du'as. The love that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed him at the time, and the respect and the fact that he alayhi salam was very impressed and attracted to his adhan, he became attracted to become a Muslim. And he said, O Prophet of Allah, appoint me to give the azan then in your masjid. And I'll give azan in Makkah, in Masjid al-Haram. This little boy. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, okay, you are the muazzin now in Masjid al-Haram in Makkah. And he sent a message to the Muaddin or whoever was in charge that he will be giving azan now. So he said to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, "Oh Prophet of Allah, now teach me how to give azan." So now Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him the words of azan. The words that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dictated, in those words there is this tarji', repetition of ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna muhammadar rasulullah, saying it two times round. This is where the dispute of and the difference of opinion starts. So Imam Shafi and Imam Malik say, look, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dictates to Abu Mahzura the words, and he is making this tarji', repetition of ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna muhammadar rasulullah, twice. Whereas the sahabi who saw the dream, there was no repetition there. This is where there is a difference of opinion. Imam Abu Hanifa says that this child, because he was child, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was only teaching him. So he said some of the words twice to him, because he was teaching him. It wasn't necessarily that they were part of adhan twice. This is the basis of difference of opinion amongst the scholars. My whole intention of just touching on this subject is just to give you a little background of where the difference of opinion is coming from, A. And B, if you ever get to hear something different, don't think that he doesn't know azan and he is repeating himself. Understood the difference of opinion? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna muhammadar rasulullah, ashhadu anna muhammadar rasulullah. Then again, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna muhammadar rasulullah, ashhadu anna muhammadar rasulullah. This is called tarji'. So with slight variation of the words, more or less with all the fiqh, the azan is the same, more or less. And when he alayhi salatu wasalam taught this sahabi, this young man Abu Mahzura, how to give azan in Makkah, so he said, when you give Fajr azan, then say as-salatu khayrun minan nawm. This is where as-salatu khayrun minan nawm is starting from. If you are ever interested to know that how it was as-salatu khayrun minan nawm introduced, then he alayhi salam recommended this young man Abu Mahzura before sending him to Makkah for azan. He taught him, he asked him to introduce in Fajr Salat, As-salatu khayrun minan nawm. Salat is better than sleep. This is something in relation to the words of adhan and the difference of opinion. Similarly, with the words of iqamat, there is slight variation which you may all know about. With us, Hanafis, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, four times, similar to azan, everything like azan. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Everything, hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, everything in pair. In other words, our azan and our iqamat are both same, exactly. The only difference is qad qamati salah, qad qamati salah. But there is a very strong opinion that rather than twice, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Another opinion is iqamat is only single, with single words. In other words, at the beginning you just say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, qad qamati salah, qad qamati salah is exceptional and that is said twice. Then Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, which Mr. Abdul Karim Zawqari will know so well. Maybe we'll get stuck because we used to it this way so much. And most probably in the Firth Park Masjid, you'll have something similar.
Is that, they all read it. Everyone read it, whether they're Hanafi. They all read Allah, 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 All
Yeah, because they want it in their own ways, isn't it? Yes. But with me here, if somebody comes and they do it their way, not a problem. And again, Imam Abu Hanifa has his evidence as well. His evidence is in Iqamat, when he alayhi salatu wasalam was dictating this Sahabi Abu Mahzura, in Iqamat he dictated him twice. This is Imam Abu Hanifa's evidence. So again, for your information, you need to know that in Iqamat there is little variation of, not exactly words, but how many times they should be said. So Asim, you say the other opinion. How would you say the Iqamat? Say it. See, Hanafi pakka you are. I said the other opinion. So say it, yes. Pretend you're saying it now. That's right. But this is also an opinion, and the other one is also an opinion. Let me give you an evidence here from the Kitab.
فأمر بلال رضي الله عنه أن يشفع الأذان وأن يؤتر الإقامة.
Following the dream, Bilal radiyallahu anhu was instructed to give azan in pairs, whereas to give ikamat in single statement. Rawa muttafaqun alay. So this is their strong evidence. There is another evidence where Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu says that kana al-adhanu ala ahdi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marrataini, that in the time of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the words of azan were said twice. Adhan words were said twice. Wal iqamatu marratan, whereas iqamat was said once. غير أنه كان يقول قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة, with the exception of قد قامت الصلاة, which used to be said twice. This is the evidence. The evidence of Imam Abu Hanifa is وعن أبي محذورة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علمه الأذان 19 كلمة والإقامة 17 كلمة. It is reported from Abu Mahzura that Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم taught him Azan in 19 statements and Iqamat in 17 statements. Now this is the evidence of, now if you count 17, then 17 is only possible if you say everything twice. This is Imam Abu Hanifa's evidence.
So, Murad sir, Iqamat is longer than the Azan.
19 and
17. No. Yani,
if you are repeating the Azan, then adding Qad Iqamat is Salat, then it becomes longer.
Yes, with Hanafi Maslak. With Hanafi Maslak, Iqamat becomes longer than the Adhan. In words, not in duration. That I'm going to come later about the duration. Whereas with other Maslak, because they have 19 words in Adhan, and they have only 15 in Iqamat. No. Yeah. They have 19 in Azan and 15 in Iqamat with Imam Shafi. That is rude. do Hanafis have hearing problems? In other words, why do they need to be said like Iqamah twice? Why it is saying right? Why don't you say that he alayhi salam in this hadith has teaches Abu Mahzura to say it twice?
Dasmartaba.
To phir ye jo Imam Malik aur Imam Shafi ki dalil hai tarjih ki ke shahadat ko do martaba karo to to bachcha tha isliye usko sikhaya tha. Oh, if you take same evidence, if
evidence
unko yahi se isi story se hai Imam Malik aur Imam Shafi ka jo evidence hai ke ye tarjeeh hai do martaba padna wo isi bacche ko sikhane se hai. To ek yahan se ek pakda, ek unhone yahan se pakda, Imam Abu Hanifa ne bhi isi tarah kiya, ek yahan se pakda, dusri daleel kahin se pakdi. Barhal wo jo bhi ho, jaisa Allah Taala ko manzoor hai, azane chal rahi hain. Lekin dekho, hum Hanafi setup hai na ye masjid, Hanafi setup hai. Lekin hum kitne adab ke saath inki opinion, inka evidence pesh karte hain, ji apni evidence dete hain. And you have somebody like this, do Hanafis have hearing problems? Do you love it, Zokari? Of course. Ye huzur ka maslak jab hame pata hi nahi hai tabhi hamare alag alag maslak bane. Jab huzur ka maslak hame pata hai ki unhone 3 maghrib ki rakat padi to humne sab ne wohi 3 rakat padi. Jab hame nahi pata ki unhone kuch kis waqt kya kiya tab hamare maslak badle. بس قیامت کے دن آپ کو تمام حنفیوں سے معافی مانگنی ہوگی
نہیں وہ دیکھیں گے اس وقت دیکھا جائے گا حنفی مجھ سے معافی مانگے یا میں مانگوں گا
چلو امام ابو حنیفہ کو آپ کے پاس بھیجیں گے ہم سب آپ سے وہ معافی مانگیں گے انشاءاللہ
مگر ان دا سیم ایک اور مسئلے میں کتے کو اٹھا کے نماز پڑھ سکتے ہیں کیا امام ابو حنیفہ نے یہ لکھا
یہ کس نے ایسا کہا کتے کو
لکھا ٹیکسٹ بک میں لکھا یہ عارضی مسئلہ
ہی ہے نہیں کس نے کہا ہمیں تو پتہ نہیں
چلو
کوئی ہمیشہ طارق ایک چیز یاد رکھو آپ میرا نمونہ پکڑو
نہیں مولا صاحب
میں آپ کو یہ نہیں آپ بھی اسی طرح موقف رکھو ہر ایک کے لیے بس ہاں ہر ایک کا اپنا مسلک ہے بس یہ اچھا آپ مانو گے نہیں میں تو یہ بہت سے مسائل اب گہرائی کے اندر پڑھتا ہوں فلاں امام کیا کہتے ہیں یہ عرب جتنے بھی انسٹیٹیوشن ہیں نا واللہ ویری ریسپیکٹفلی دے ول پٹ فارورڈ امام ابو حنیفہ مسلک ود ہز ایویڈنس اینڈ دا وے دے ول ڈو اٹ ایگزیکٹلی دا وے آئی ڈو اٹ واٹ دے ڈو ان یونیورسٹیز مدینہ مکہ اینڈ آل اراؤنڈ دی عرب ورلڈ یو گو ٹو دا یونیورسٹیز دے ول پٹ فارورڈ این ایجنڈا دے ول سے امام مالک سیز دس اینڈ دس از ہز ایویڈنس امام شافی سیز دس اینڈ دس از ہز ایویڈنس ہی از سیئنگ دس اینڈ دس از ہز ایویڈنس And they leave the matter there and then. Bas. Ji, bas. Nothing. To ye hai sabse salamati ka rasta. Bas, isi tarah.
To isliye durust hai ki wahan jo Arab mein, Iraq mein, Hanafi mazhab wo completely different hai ye jo Barasgir mein.
Chalo bara. Aage. Next is we want to discuss what is the ruling of Azan Abbas. Yeah, half sleeping and say, yeah. Ji, Abbas. Okay, ji. So, the ruling of Azan. How important is Azan? How important is Azan? Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal has the strictest opinion. He's saying this is fard. Azan is fard. Although salat can be done without azan, salat and azan is different. But to give azan, he said this is fard kifaya. It has to be given in the locality.
It's like, for example, if you're in work, sometimes you need azan before, you know, your karma and things like that before, and they'll start the namaz themselves, maybe that's their opinion as well.
Whatever. So his opinion is azan is fard. Whereas with other schools of thought, it's more like sunnati muakkada kifaya. In other words, it's an important sunnah. And everybody agrees that it is from the sha'air of Islam. It's one of the symbols of Iman and Islam. It signifies and indicates and demonstrates what Islam is. Just like Hajj is sha'air-e-Islam, Qurbani sha'air-e-Islam. Adhan is also sha'air, means sha'air-e-Islam. So with other maslaks, adhan is sunnati muakkada. It has to be given. Here, sometimes I think I myself and us, we are a bit weak. It's the emphasis of azan and especially iqamat, it's quite emphatic. Even if you are reading salat by yourself, at home, then you should give iqamat. And better if you give azan and iqamat. So generally, the importance of azan, it is sunnati muakkada, within sunnati muakkada and wajib. And everybody treats it as sha'air-e-Islam, one of the symbols of Iman and Islam. And this azan, although not necessary for women, in fact they shouldn't, if they are reading salat at home or wherever, then azan is not for women. Iqamat is not for women. For us men, wherever possible, azan and iqamat. Sometimes azan can be compromised if it's already given in the locality. If it's already given in the locality and you are reading salat at home because of a valid reason at home, so you don't necessarily need to scream from your home. You don't have to give azan. However, iqamat, it's more emphatic than azan. So even if you are reading by yourself, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu an la ilaha illallah. It is also recommended if your salat has become qaza, then you still give iqamat and you still give adhan. One day when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were returning from a jihad expedition, they were extremely exhausted because they had given everything in the path of Allah in terms of energy and everything. Now they were returning. They all were very, very tired. By the time they reached to their station, it was almost very early in the morning anyway. But they thought, let them have a little nap. So they appointed Bilal radiallahu anhu to stay up for the night, for the remaining part of the night, allowing others to fall asleep for a short while. What happens? Bilal radiallahu anhu also, he fell asleep. And what happens? The sun, Suraj Nikalaya. And he, alayhi salatu was salam, with the rays of the sunrise, he woke up, which was too late. So he said, Bilal, what have you done? So what an answer he gave. O Prophet of Allah, whatever made you remain asleep, the same thing made me remain asleep. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is jagah, shaitan ki jagah hai, chalo yahan se bhago. And they left this place and they went to another place, and azan now was given again. Time had expired. This is now qaza of Fajr Salat. Azan is being given, iqamat is being given, and Fajr was offered. So even if Salat is missed, Ji, azan is still recommended if it's for the whole group. And ikamat has more emphasis. Next subject, we all know that azan is given in slow motion, taking more time, whereas takbir is given a bit swiftly. Where does this come from? So let me relate to you the hadith. وَعَنْ جَابِرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ لِبِلَالِ إِذَا أَذَّنْتَ فَتَرَسَّلْ. He alayhi salam said to Bilal, O Bilal, whenever you give azan, fatarassal. Tarassal means do it slowly, at slower pace. Whenever you give azan, give at slow pace. وَإِذَا أَقَمْتَ فَحْدَرْ. And whenever you give ikamat, then do it at the speed of hadar. Do you know when we say hadar, hadar? This is fahadar, hadar. In the speed of, in other words, in swiftly. So this is where the tradition is running from. The time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is from the instruction of he alayhi salatu wasallam to Bilal radiyallahu anhu. What about inserting your fingers into your ears and then giving azan? I think as far as I could recall, there was a hadith. وَعَنْ عَبْدِ الرَّحْمَنِ بْنِ سَعْدِ بْنِ عَمَّارِ بْنِ سَعْدِ مُؤَذِّنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ حَدَّثَنِي أَبِي أَنْ أَبِيهِ أَنْ جَدِّهِ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَمَرَ بِلَالًا أَنْ يَجْعَلَ إِصْبُعَهُ فِي إِصْبُعَيْهِ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ قَالَ إِنَّهُ أَرْفَعُ لِصَوْتِكَ. It is reported that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had instructed Bilal to insert his fingers into his ears in order to make his voice a bit more louder. Remember, there were no microphone system. And everybody in the whole locality and the vicinity of the masjid were supposed to hear the azan. That was the whole purpose. So it had to be as loud as possible. This is why minarets started to come into use. So somebody right from the top of the building, right above everybody else, so that the voice can reach out to as many people as possible. Ye minare ka jo start hua hai, wo yahan se shuru hua hai. Otherwise there was no minara in the time, the Masjid-ul-Nabawi. So minara was like a tower. Ji.
They used to do it from either the top of the masjid.
Ji.
Or the top of Khanaka.
Wherever, just wherever, a bank, whatever. So the voice could reach out to as many people as possible. So if you insert the fingers, it means you are doing azan from the top of your voice.
Ji.
No. Baad mein ye sab dome, mihrab, ji. ये सब जो है डो मेहराब मिनरेट ये सब बाद में आया. I no 649 it's just like मुझे कुछ नहीं पता ये कितने साल अभी मुझे कोई जहन में नहीं है सीधी सी बात है कुमानन वाई मेकर नहीं शू. I think this is just to mark that this is where Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to stand. It's not the original mihrab or that I am aware of. Wallahu alam. Wallahu alam. Ji. Anyhow, this is now this ears, right? It's run from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a need. Now there will be, of course, debate now. That now there is no need because everybody's got microphones in system. We've got microphone system. Or number two, we don't need to allow the voice to reach out in the streets anyway. So is there a need of inserting the fingers? So again, there will be two opinions here. Oh, there is no need, so you don't do it. Other opinion might be, oh, because traditionally it's been running, so continue with the practice. Fine. Either way. I'm sure you loved it. You like these things, don't you?
It's a call to prayer, whether you lay down or you stand up, it ain't gonna make a difference to azan, is it?
Ji. Ek hai, azan is an announcement, no doubt. But it's a very special announcement which deserves some respect. If it's an important announcement, for example, death, then you don't just relax and you're leaning against something and you said, so happy to announce that so-and-so has passed away. Right, okay, no. So it depends what the announcement is. Depending on the importance of announcement, you give that respect to the announcement. In the same way, there is no announcement bigger than the announcement of Adhan. Hence, now there are some etiquettes. Now, kya? Etiquettes like better if you have wudu. Number two, better you face the Qibla. Ji? Better if it's done by an mature adult person. Better if it's done by somebody who is scholarly minded person, academic minded person, who's aware of ilm, of adhan and so on, of the timing of salat, and not by a child. Because generally for announcement, you don't hand the mic over to a child and say, you make the announcement. No, this announcement is too big. You are just, undermining the importance of adhan by handing the mic over to a child. So better if a child, we refrain from. Unless if a child is mature enough who understands what adhan is. Then that is something different. In other words, somebody who is 9, 10, 11, 12, that's fine. But somebody who is much more younger, then it should be avoided. Again, this is out of respect for the announcement.
Monsab, I know some mosques in Pakistan, they used recording. Recording me? Azan. So kya hua? Ek udhar jail mein, ek jagah mein masjid thi. Wahan pe unhone recording lagayi hoti, the old cassette. Wahan pe. So sometimes the imam ko pata tha recording baad foran band kar de. Us waqt pata nahi imam kahan chala gaya. Wo azan khatam hui uske baad unnur jaan ka gana start ho gaya. Usse kya tha?
Yeah, it's makruh in the sense that it is against the etiquette and respect for azan. That way it's makruh. It's not that your azan has become makruh or it's this practice is makruh. It is disliked, of course it's disliked, isn't it? You've come to let everybody know it's namaz time already. So amongst the etiquettes is yes, you be with wudu. But without wudu, like generally you practice Hassan, you first give azan and then you go on down and you make wudu. हाँ जी अदब का तकाजा ये है इट इज मुस्तहब दैट यू शुड हैव वुजू
If there is a masjid, then the azan has to be given as farz, because it's part of the Islamic symbol. Masjid ke.
Dekho, let me read out from this Al-Fiqhul Muyassar what it says about the mustahab, what things are mustahab, desirable. أن يكون المؤذن على وضوء. It is mustahab that the person is be with wudu. أن يكون المؤذن عالما بالسنة وأوقات الصلاة. It is mustahab that muazzin should be aware of sunnah and also the timings of salat. أن يكون المؤذن صالحا. It is desirable that muazzin should be a pious man. أن يستقبل القبلة عند الأذان. At the time of azan, he is facing the qibla. أن يجعل إصبعيه في أذنيه. It is mustahab that he inserts his finger in his ears. أن يحول وجهه يمينا إذا قال حي على الصلاة. It is desirable that he turns his head towards the right when he's saying حي على الصلاة. And he turns towards the left when he's saying حي على الفلاة. This is mustahab.
Okay.
جی ہاں
جی ہاں لیکن وہی میں نے ابھی کہا نا کہ انگلی کا جیسا مسئلہ ہے ویسے ٹرن کا بھی ہے. چلو سبحان اللہ وبحمدہ سبحانک اللہم وبحمدک نشہد ان لا الہ الا انت نستغفرک ونتوب الیک. Any question about what we have discussed? اس میں رولنگ اس طرح ہے کہ جو ود ان واکنگ ڈسٹینس میں رہتے ہیں یا ود ان ریچبل ریزنیبل ڈسٹینس میں رہتے ہیں ان کو آنا چاہیے. جو پریکٹیکلی اتنے دور رہتے ہیں کہ اٹس ناٹ پریکٹیکل فار دیم ٹو اٹینڈ تو وہ معذور ہیں اس جماعت میں آنے کے لیے, الا یہ کہ ان کے پاس پھر وہ وہاں کوئی مسجد ہو تو وہ الگ ہے. لیکن کوئی آدمی مسجد سے اتنا دور رہتا ہے کہ اٹس ناٹ پریکٹیکل فار ہم ٹو کم, دور ہے لیکن سواری ہے تو پریکٹیکل ہے, دور ہے سواری بھی نہیں ہے اور دور اتنا ہے کہ پیدل چلنا مشکل ہے, اتنا عام طور پر لوگ چلتے نہیں ہیں کسی جگہ پر جانے کے لیے, تو وہ جماعت میں آنا اس کے لیے ضروری نہیں. آپ نے گھر اسی لیے دور لیا ہے؟ ہاں ہاں جی یہ دیکھنا, یہ دیکھنا ہے کہ آپ اپنے دوسرے کاموں کے لیے دنیاوی کاموں کے لیے کیا اتنا سفر کرتے ہو, جیسے بچوں کو روزانہ اسکول چھوڑنا, شاپنگ کے لیے جانا, یہ آپ کے کام, یہ اتنا پیٹرول ضائع کرنا آپ اس کو گوارا کرتے ہو تو پھر یہاں بھی گوارا کرو. یہ سب دیکھا جائے گا کہ ریزنیبل کیا ہے, تمہارا رویہ اس بارے میں کیا ہے کہ کیا ایکسٹرا آرڈینری اگر کوئی چیز ہے تو وہ معذور ہے انسان.
اگر انسان کو پتا ہے, ہر آدمی کو پتا ہے اتنی دن نماز ہوتی ہے تو وہ کون سی ایکسکیوز ڈھونڈتا ہے, مجھے آواز نہیں آئے گی یا کیا ہے؟ سب ٹائم ٹیبل بنے ہوئے ہیں, پہلے تو ان کے پاس ریسیور بھی جائے گھر میں, ان کو معلوم ہوتا ہے.
چلو ہول کی وزن بس سم بڈی نیو عباس یہ بھی چھوٹا کار ہی ہے نا. جنید ازان
الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله اشهد ان محمد محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة والصلاة القائمة آت محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة وبعث مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا.